Thanks, Emily.
Well, it's time now to hear from Alex Goldberg when he's not based at the University of Surrey working as their Jewish chaplain or engaging with politicians and businesses discussing interfaith relationships. He's been rather busy training to be a rabbi. So how does one train to be a rabbi and how does it all work? Well, let's have another dip now into Alex's rabbi school diaries as Alex shares how a rabbi is there at the beginning, the middle and the end of life.
Whenever my friends open the Jewish Chronicle, they go straight to births, marriages, and deaths. Or as my father often quips, they want to discover the hatch, the match, and the dispatched. In all these life cycle events, communities turn to their rabbis to officiate at ceremonies. However, these days, many young Jews choose not to join synagogues until after their own children are born. So, as I get closer to Semicha, rabbinic ordination, people want advice. You feel let into their world, and it's a real privilege. Hatched. My brother's friend and his wife have had a baby. The family are fairly secular. I get a barrage of messages. Help, we had a boy. We need a mohel. The one we spoke to can't do a circumcision on the eighth day. Help. My response. Mazel tov. I have a few recommendations. They go for the doctor who is a rabbi. Everybody's happy. Matched. I meet my former intern for coffee. She had worked with me at the Commission for Racial Equality. We have been involved in an operation to thwart attempts by extremists to attack minority communities in the aftermath of the London bombings exactly 10 years ago. We reminisce. Personal news. She tells me she's getting married. She's Jewish, is he? She wants me to ask first. Decide not to. Finally, she says, he's Jewish, Alex. I know you want to know. We're getting married in a historic synagogue. We discuss the wedding plans. It's fantastic news. Dispatched. 20 years ago, I was an Erasmus student in Switzerland. I'm going to miss our reunion. It's a shame. We're such a close group, but it clashes with rabbi school and I can't go. Nonetheless, friends send me plans on a rarely used email. Then I get a message from Barrow. We all knew him at Lausanne. Vivacious, fun, and at times outrageous. A Dutch doctor, his Verber curve is used today in ultrasound to identify fetal progress, measuring the development of life before birth. He loved babies, he loved life. At the last reunion in Ireland, I got to know him better. He had just come out of chemo and was reflecting with me on this. Big questions, big thoughts. Since then, he had settled down, got married, and had two young children. The email told us he was ill again. This week, his tribute photo appeared on Facebook. I looked at my email again. I missed messages from our mutual friends and his wife's beautiful letter to us. Our reunion was now a memorial gathering and was in 24 hours' time. It was as a friend that I found myself on the flight the next day to Croatia. We spent 2 days speaking about Barrow and celebrating life. In my own community, we have a prescribed method of mourning. This was a mixed group, a diverse group. The method was non-prescribed, non-denominational. We celebrated his life and agreed to prepare tributes sent to his children. In death, he made us appreciate life. Whether you're a doctor or a rabbi, you engage in the life cycle, and you're given access to people's lives. As I said, it's a real privilege. So it's a life. L'chaim.
Alex Goldberg with another instalment of his Rabbi School Diaries. And Alex is back with me in the studio next Sunday on the Sunday Breakfast Show. Right.